interrupt this regularly scheduled programming to bring you this presentation of the Arabian Sports Network.
Champions find a way. Dig deep, keep battling, keep competing, one stop at a time. We want to try to be conference champions every year. We want to try to win our county every year. We want to try to win our sectional every year.
This is the Arabian Sports Network pregame show on 91.7 WEEM.
91.7 WEEM. Welcome here to this broadcast on the Arabian Sports Network. I'm Zion Palmieri, joined alongside Lucas Williams, live from Joe Buck Court. It is the 2024-2025 Lady Arabians season debut against the Hamilton Huskies, who the Arabians haven't played in a very long time, 2018 to be exact. It's going to be a great game.
You know, looking at the schedule for this game, I was, you know, very much expecting to play Marion. You know, we've played against Marion for the past few years now, but, you know, we haven't seen Hamilton Heights since 2018. So this is definitely going to be a great matchup. I mean, looking back at last year's season, you know, your Lady Arabians, they went 15-10, and the Hamilton Heights Huskies, they went 24-3. So, I mean, a great season for them.
Yeah, I actually asked Coach Rogers pregame. You'll hear that in an interview here coming up soon. I asked him, you know, you've been here this will be your third year. You've went 15-10 both years. What are you looking for, you know, this coming year? And, of course, it's, you know, just improvement. And I think, you know, playing a better team in Hamilton Heights is going to get them there. All time, going into the history books, Pendleton Heights has beat Hamilton Heights 7-3. They played 10 matchups, Pendleton Heights winning 7 of them. And the last time was in 2018-2019, you know. Casey Warfel wasn't in high school at that time. That's so long ago, and these teams are so different, but it's great to have two great teams going back at it. Of course, Hamilton Heights last season, 24-3.
Yeah, I mean, just a great season, but now, I mean, they are looking to have yet again another great season. Might be a little bit more challenging, as they've had a lot of seniors who have left. You know, some to mention, we have Ella Hickok, Cameron Runner, Cassie Shackle, and Haley Cherry. So, I mean, those are four great seniors, including Cameron Runner, who averaged 26.9 points per game. So, with her, you know, graduating, it's going to be tough for them.
Yeah, and I think it's very tough for teams when a lot of seniors leave. We talked about it this year with football. You know, Coach Richmond always said, you know, we don't rebuild, we reload. And I think that's definitely what Hamilton Heights, the mentality they're going to have coming in tonight. They played one game already against Dansville. They lost that one, a big loss for them, 74-19. So we really don't know what to expect. This team had a great last season. They've lost a lot of seniors, and they lose their first game to a good school in Danville. So like I said, we don't know what to expect. But something different about the Hamilton Heights Huskies, they had a coaching change. So last year, their coach has led them to semi-state last year. He had multiple regional titles in his tenure with the Lady Huskies, and this year they hire Aaron Tempe, coming off a year break of coaching. Before that, she coached at Carmel. 2023, she went 4-19. 2022, 15-8. Just wild cards all around the board. She's 0-1 so far coaching the Huskies, but, you know, we're only one game into the season. That was a great first week against Dansville.
Yeah, so this is definitely a different team from, you know, last season, but, I mean, there's still a lot for, you know, them to work on. You know, they are a pretty young team. You know, they only do have, you know, two seniors. So, I mean, a lot of them being, you know, sophomores and juniors. So, I mean, they have a little bit of youth in them. So, you know, even if they're not, you know, necessarily start off the same way that they did, you know, last season, I mean, they definitely have a lot of room to grow. And, I mean, just looking at, you know, the next year and the year after that, I mean, they're going to be a great team just like they once were.
We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, I told you before, I got the chance to sit down with Coach Rogers, head coach of the Lady Arabian basketball team, break things down, see how the offseason went. So stay tuned for that. You're listening to the Arabian Sports Network pregame show, 91.7 WEEM.
Inside the Playbook is a bi-weekly podcast hosted by our WEEM sports staff. Keep up to date on everything from Olympics to collegiate sports. Find the latest episode of Inside the Playbook on anywhere podcasts can be found. 91.7 WEEM.
Back to the Arabian Sports Network's pregame show on 91.7 WEEM.
91.7 WEEM. Welcome to this pregame interview on the Arabian Sports Network Halftime Show. I'm Zion Palmieri, and I'm sitting here beside the head coach of the Lady Arabian team, Coach Rogers. How's your day going so far?
It's going good. Thanks for having me.
So last time we talked, the end of last season, it's been a long off season. How are you feeling? How's the team feeling? We're gearing up. We're going to play Thursday night.
Yeah, obviously the last time we were on the court together for a formal Pendleton Heights game was that sectional semifinal against New Pal. Definitely a heartbreaker. But what I've told people is there was a lot of growth that came from that game. Losing a game of that magnitude is never easy. But when it's, more specific and each kid's taking something from that, it's always good. So we knew kind of after our winter meetings that there was kind of a different mentality to what our girls were feeling and what they were expecting for this summer and spring and fall. So, had a pretty good summer with them. Didn't play in a lot of the normal Thursday night leagues that we normally do. We did a lot of trips to colleges this year, Butler, Ball State, IU, and then we played in a college showcase at Hamlin Southeastern. I think we were 12-3, 12-4 on the summer. Lots of valuable experience. And then once school started, obviously we found out that we got a transfer. Aubrey Gray from Texas. That was kind of a blessing as well. So that kind of strengthens our backcourt. So I know our girls are ready to get going. I know they're ready to play against somebody other than themselves, see a different jersey across from them. So I look for our girls to be locked in, be ready to roll tomorrow.
So you kind of stole my next point with this one. You got a new senior in, Aubrey Gray. You mentioned she's from Texas. What's her story and what does she really add to this team?
I think number one is just toughness. She is from a military family. So she's been used to kind of bouncing around with military deployments and stuff across the U.S. Has played high level basketball in the state of Texas for a 6A school. And you can just tell her demeanor. Her toughness, our scrimmage against Park Tudor, she came out, made a lot of good decisions in transition, hit some big shots, I think was our third leading scorer that game. I think she's going to bring some definite toughness to our front court, picking people up and guarding. I think she helps elevate, that room with those guards in there. So I know they've been competing when we break down and go post play guard play, and we're excited to have her around. And even though it's for 1 year, we're definitely going to try to get everything out of that we can.
How refreshing was it for you just to get a new tool to move around with on your team?
For sure. It was a blessing. This group of seniors, they've been together for 4 years. It was nice to have a welcomed addition, that we think could help us. But I think, likewise as a team, I think we've drawn closer together. And we're definitely excited to kind of see the next steps, forward from a lot of these girls.
So last year you went 15-10. This will be your third year as the coach. And the year before that you went 15-10. Is there any bar that of course you want to have a better record. Is there any bar you feel you have to hit or goal you have to win that many games?
No, I think obviously, we want to 2 years in a row at that record. We obviously want to be better than that. We accomplished one of our goals, not really in the manner that we wanted to, being outright champions, but co-champions of the conference. And then, struggled with LaPel again, blew a big lead in the county tournament. And then obviously, we've already talked about the sectional semifinal. So, yes, we have not met or exceeded that bar yet. I do look forward to this team, competing every game, A lot of that is we've tried to kind of retool our schedule, try to find tougher opponents that are going to push us to be our best night in and night out. And, you know, I think that's going to be one of the big focuses is, you know, it doesn't matter who you're playing. We have to bring it every night and can't, you know, take off 5-6 minute stretches where we're not getting done what we need to. So they know that. And, you know, like I said, I think they're ready to get out there and kind of show what we've been working on.
I talk to Coach Richmond of the football team pretty frequently, and he likes to tell me a lot, you know, you play the best, you're going to start playing like the best. Yep. And the last time you guys played Hamilton Heights was in 2018. Of course, usually the season opener was against Marion.
Yep.
This year it'll be Hamilton Heights. Do you prefer playing better teams?
Absolutely. I think, you know, like I said, you know, Coach Richmond is probably one of the best motivational, you know, coaches that I've been around. You know, he talks a lot, you know, trust the process and iron sharpens iron. You know, I think for us, we need to be uncomfortable more often. So that's what we did a lot this summer. You know, played some tough teams that aren't even from the state. And with our schedule, you know, we need to be uncomfortable more often. You know, well, I like to say we're great, you know, when we can kind of be the aggressor and handle the pace and impose our will on somebody. But we've struggled when, you know, somebody throws that right hook and kind of catches us on the chin, maybe knocks us to the mat or stuns us for a second. In the past, we've tended to run to the corner and, you know, wait for the bell to ring for the next round. We got to get back up and keep moving forward. So that's been kind of the message that we've been preaching. And not that that message has changed. It's just we, you know, that was something that we continue to not be good on. So that has to change this year if we want to accomplish what we want to accomplish.
Well, for everyone listening and, you know, we're all super excited here in Pendleton Heights. Of course, girls basketball just starting, boys basketball just around the corner. And if you're listening, it's about to kick off, or I guess tip off in a few minutes here. So thank you for joining me, Coach Rogers, and good luck.
Thank you.
That is going to wrap it up for my pregame interview on the Arabian Sports Network pregame show. You're listening to 91.7 WEEM.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here.
I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Thank you for listening to the Arabian Sports Network pregame show. Now stay tuned for play-by-play action of your Pendleton Heights Arabians.
Out to Warfel. Casey Warfel, step back, mid-range J. It's up and it's good for Casey Warfel.
Maybe Trout quickly in the other direction, finishes with a left hand.
This is Pendleton Heights basketball on the Arabian Sports Network, 91.7 WEEM.
91.7 WEEM. We welcome you back here to Joe Buck Court. As you can hear, this place is getting loud. The Arabians are announcing their starting five. So me and Lucas are going to continue to do our pregame. So we talked about both of these teams' senior losses. Now, looking at the Arabians, they lost some key seniors as well. Of course, you're looking at Skylar Baldwin and Chloe Jones. And both those people, you know, those were starting players. That's two out of your five right there. And that's going to hurt your team, but it gives your team a chance to grow into the future. As you can see right now, Mamie Trout, she's starting. Mamie Trout had a small role last year, slowly got bigger as the season went on, and now she's got to fill a role like Skylar Baldwin had. So you can see, you know, once a sophomore, now a junior, starting to take a bigger role. And that's part of high school basketball. You're filling holes that, like, now Skylar Baldwin left, you got to fill those shoes.
Yeah, and I mean, that's not even something with just high school basketball in general. That is just something with high school sports altogether. I mean, Coach Rogers, he's been part of Pendleton for, you know, a very long time. And, I mean, he's no stranger to this kind of thing, you know. You only get 4 years with every single player. And then, you know, you have a whole different other team. But, you know, you just have to work with what you have. And, I mean, Rodgers has been able to do that perfectly. And now with, you know, some of these people coming in, like, you know, Ada Hubford, the sophomore, I mean, this team is looking great.
Yeah, now looking at the starting five for Hamilton Heights and the Huskies, you're looking at Vivian Rowland. She's the junior in the tip circle. You've got number 22, Reese Blanton, as well as number 34, Addison Gilmore. And then number 23, Vivian Lynch. And then finally, number 3, Katie Brown, the senior guard. And now into the tip circle, Vivian Rowland of the Hamilton Heights Huskies and Ada Hupper, the sophomore for Pendleton Heights. The tip is up, and the Arabians win it now. Emma Roberts here at half court, speeding things up. Dishes out to Casey Werfel. Now maybe Trout, three-point range. Maybe Trout to Olivia Jones. Olivia Jones, three-pointer sunk.
And what a great way to start off this season.
Now Hamilton Huskies inbounding the ball, down 3-0. It's Presley Cherry, guarded closely by Werfel. Werfel pokes it, recovered by Katie Brown, the senior for Hamilton Heights. Brown back out to Cherry. Cherry feeling the pressure from Werfel, now on the logo. She's got nowhere to go. Dishes it out to Vivian Lynch. Vivian can't hold on to it. Vivian to Rowland. Rowland clamped up by Ada Hupper. Hupper pokes it free. It's going to be given to Hamilton Heights, but there's going to be a foul. That one on Emma Roberts. She kind of fell down, just wrong place, wrong time. Arabians still lead 3-0.
The Arabians, they are starting off very hot so far. I mean, already with the three-pointer and only about 10 seconds of play time.
Katie Brown has the ball half court. Dishes it to Cherry. Cherry feeling the pressure by Werfel early tonight. Now they're going to call a slap. That looks like it's on Casey Werfel, her first foul, team second. And two early fouls from the Arabians, not what they're looking for. Katie Brown inbounding the ball in her own territory. Olivia Jones putting on the pressure, as well as all of the Arabians for that matter. Now it's Reese Blanton. And they're going to call, it looks like, foul on Vivian Rowland, looks like a blocking foul. So now the Arabians are going to get the ball back, up 3. 6.5 minutes left to go here in the first quarter. Roberts to Jones. Jones to Werfel. Cross-court pass. Werfel to Mamie Trout. Gives it to Hupfer in the paint. Hupfer to Jones in the corner, driving. Doesn't like what she sees. Goes it back to Mamie. Mamie to Casey. Casey, 3. Her first, good. The Arabians 2-for-2 on threes.
Yeah, this team is just looking electric so far. I mean, the offense and defense is looking spectacular.
Now Katie Brown with the ball. Brown to Cherry. Cherry using Rowland's screen. Cherry further feeling clamped up. Werfel has it. Steal. Fast break. She can't connect on it. Ada Hupfer tries to grab the rebound. I'm going to say she tipped it off of her fingers. Now Huskies ball. Reese Blanton inbounding on the logo. Gives it to Brown. Brown trying to slow things down. Gives it in the corner to Addison Gilmore. Addison back to Reese Blanton. Blanton to Cherry. Quick passes here. Cherry trying to get driven to the basket. She's going to step out of the bounds. They'll say she's got pushed, so she'll inbound the ball. Arabians up 6-0, 5.5 minutes remaining in the first quarter. Cherry's going to try to inbound it to Brown. It's going to be tipped away. That looks like Olivia Jones. Used to saying Chloe, of course, she graduated. Now inbounding the ball yet again. Presley Cherry. Cherry delivers her pass, caught by Blanton. Blanton trying to make a move in the paint. Doesn't like what she sees. Gives it to Gilmore in the corner. Gilmore feeling the pressure by Mamie Trout. Dumps it off to Cherry. Cherry's going to have it tipped away by Ada Hupfer. Recovered by Katie Brown. And Emma Roberts tries to pick off the pass. Now Gilmore has it. Back out to Brown. Brown on the arc. Doesn't like what she sees. Dumps it off. The shot won't go. Now, fast break. Mamie Trout, three-pointer here. That one no good. Looks like Olivia Jones trying to put it back up for two. She will get the foul, so now she goes to the line.
You know, and the Arabians, they are starting off just very electric, you know, and only about 3 minutes of play time. Looking at the, you know, offensive side of things, they are pretty quick. I mean, they just see, you know, that kind of first option that, you know, looks relatively good. They're going to take it. And, I mean, it has worked out pretty well for them. But, you know, looking at the defensive side of things, they have just been able to clamp down on the Huskies.
Olivia Jones shot 76 for for free throw percentage last year. She makes her first. Arabians now lead 7-0. An electric start.
It looks like Cameron Roden has come in for Vivian Rowland.
And the second free throw attempt won't go for Olivia Jones now. Reese Blanton with the rebound, trying to drive in the paint, trying to get the ball safely. It's going to be stripped by Roberts. Roberts pokes it out. Now it looks like she will inbound the ball for the Arabians. A key possession there. On the midline. Gives it to Olivia Jones. Jones to Warfel. Warfel to Roberts. Roberts three. Won't go. Don't think she hit the backboard on that one. She gets her own rebound. Drives it in. Gets the two-point jumper. Katie Brown. Now for the Huskies. Not looking to slow things down. Still moving with a lot of pace. Going to give it to Cameron Rorton at the top of the key. Gets stopped there. Rorton to Reese Blanton. Blanton's going to hand it over to Casey Warfel. Warfel on her second fast break already. We'll put it in for two.
And those fast breaks are just kind of what makes, you know, Casey Warfel so dominant. You know, she is a cross-country runner. You know, she has been involved with track a lot. So, I mean, she's just able to sprint down the field so fast.
Hamilton Heights is going to take a timeout. Down 11-0 with 4 minutes remaining. We're going to take a quick break. You're listening to the Arabian Sports Network, 91.7 WEEM.
Support for this 91.7 WEEM sports program comes from our donors and underwriters and from Community Sports and Wellness, Fitness, Tennis, Pickleball, and Athletics, located at 395 South Heritage Way in Pendleton. Phone 765-744-1606. Online at communitysw.com.
Back to Arabian basketball on the Arabian Sports Network, 91.7 WEEM.
91.7 WEEM. We welcome you back here to Joe Buck Court. Your Lady Arabians have an 11-point lead, 11 points to zero to be exact, with 4 minutes remaining in the first quarter, absolutely playing lockdown defense, not allowing any points.
Yeah, I mean, this defense is just looking absolutely incredible. I mean, the Huskies, they're just only able to get off, you know, a few passes here and there. But, I mean, the Lady Arabians, I mean, they're just able to, you know, guard their person so well. I mean, they're just, I mean, on it.
Now checking in for Emma Roberts is number three, Aubrey Gray, the senior transfer from Texas. Hasn't seen the Arabians basketball court until this game. Of course, she comes in from Texas this year now. Guarding Blanton. Blanton's going to struggle to keep it to herself here. Aubrey Gray playing great defense to start. Using some screen, Warfel's got another steal. Warfel on the fast break, taking it slow, lays it in for two.
I mean, that combination of players, you know, Aubrey Gray and Casey Warfel, I mean, that is going to be a dynamic duo for this team. I mean, just from that play, you know, right there you see Aubrey with the screen and then Casey with the steal.
Cherry has it now. Cherry, top of the key, trying to drive in. Get it tripped from Warfel again. Warfel on the fast break, dumps it to Mamie Trout. Mamie for two. Lays it in, falls on the ground in the process. It doesn't matter. The 2 points were scored now. Huskies moving quickly. Gilmore has it. Gilmore's going to give it to Cherry. Swatted away by Casey Warfel. Yet another fast break. Two more for Casey Warfel. Picking up right where she left off last season, Casey Warfel. Now here, Katie Brown's going to have it. She'll dump it off to Cherry. Cherry taking her time, trying to direct some traffic. Assessing her decisions. No shot clock. Don't got to worry about that. Warfel's not moving up on her, staying on the three-point line. Warfel will give it off to Rotten. Rotten in the corner. We'll have it stripped away from Ada Hupfer. And the referee's going to call jump ball. But now you got Ada Huffer in a jump ball. That's not who you want to be against.
Absolutely not. I mean, the sophomore center, she is 6'3", and I mean, she is an absolutely incredible player. She had 10.6 points per game and 11.3 rebounds per game, averaging a double-double.
Looks like they'll change it up. They'll say Huskies ball. I think somebody stepped out of bounds, but now Brown has it. Brown to Rotten, top of the key. Rotten dumps it off to Blanton. Blanton moving as quick as she can. We'll have her pass intercepted by Casey Werfel. They'll call a travel. And the Arabians are going to make a substitution. Bree Perry comes in for Ada Huffer. Ada Huffer needs a minute to sit down.
Yeah, just a very unlucky travel there. I mean, she got the ball, and it kind of went up, you know, kind of by her shoulder.
Olivia Jones picks off the pass and will put it in for two. Intercepted the inbound. And that's a senior move from a junior player.
Yeah, I mean, this team is just, you know, even though they're not the oldest, they have a lot of experience under their belt.
And she'll look to get the and one. She's been one for one on free throws. She makes it here, so now adding more points to her tally. Inbounded by Brown. Brown will try to dump it off to Cameron Rotten. Can't hold on to that one. Now Mamie Trout will inbound. Arabians lead 20-0 with 2 minutes remaining here in the first quarter. Aubrey Gray, the senior transfer, will take it herself. Dishes it to Aubrey Werfel. Aubrey. Aubrey Gray in the corner, driving in, takes a jumper. Won't go. Hilton Heights has it. We're going to take a quick break for station identification. You're listening to 91.7 WEEM.
Broadcasting from the WEEM studios, underwritten by Community Hospital Anderson, this is the Arabian Sports Network, 91.7 WEEM Pendleton.
We're back after a quick break. Aubrey Gray intercepts the inbound attempt from Hamilton Heights, puts it in for two. Arabians lead 24 to zip, minute 30 remaining. Katie Brown now. Trying to pass it away, it'll have it intercepted. Casey Werfel driving in, lays it in for two more. And the Arabians now will take a timeout. We're going to take a quick break, but rare timeout here from the Arabians. Up 26-0 in the first quarter. You're listening to the Arabian Sports Network, 91.7 WEEM.
This 91.7 WEEM sports program is sponsored by RE/MAX Legacy, Nick and Leanne Rogers. Located at 6692 South State Road 67 in Pendleton. Their phone number is 765-617-9420.
Back to Arabian basketball on the Arabian Sports Network, 91.7 WEEM.
91.7 WEEM. We welcome you back here to this broadcast live from Joe Buck Court. Lady Arabians lead 26-0. Minute 15 remaining in the first quarter. It's been a dominant showing.
Yeah, I mean, this offense has just been looking incredible, but I think the defense is the main highlight of this game. There's just been so many steals, and, I mean, the defense has just been, I mean, absolutely locked down.
Katie Brown on the logo. We'll hand it off here to Presley Cherry. Cherry uses a screen. We'll get stopped here. Looks like Avery Miller, the defense, will strip it through. Emma Roberts recovers, drives it in on the fast break. Can't get that one, though. They'll give it to Aubrey Werfel in the three-point range. Won't go. Rebounded by the Hamilton Heights Huskies. It's Katie Brown. Katie Brown dishes it out. We'll give it to Cherry. Cherry's two-pointer won't go. They're going to say a double dribble on Aubrey Werfel. She gets the rebound. Can't take it far.
And Aubrey Werfel, just a sophomore, you know, of course, Werfel. I mean, that is Casey's own sister, averaging 2 points per game and a rebound per game last season, looking to make an even better appearance.
She got some nice minutes as a freshman, but now here's Katie Brown trying to hand it off here. Won't go far. It's going to be out of bounds. We'll see who it's on. It'll be on the Arabians. So now here's Cherry to inbound it. Cherry will give it to Brown. Brown, cross-court pass, will go way out of bounds. No chance for that, so the Arabians will take over. Mamie Trout wants it quickly. See her jumping up and down. She'll get subbed out here. Now here's Aubrey Gray taking it up slow. Arabians are in no rush, leading 26 to nothing. 20 seconds remain here in the first quarter. Aubrey Warfel gives it to Avery Miller, top of the key. I think they're going to say a travel on the Arabians here. And that one's going to turn it over to Hamilton Heights. 15 seconds and counting. Katie Brown, top of the key. Brown to Cherry. Cherry driving in. We'll have to go through Bree Perry. Bree Perry stops her. As Cherry will try to lay it in. Won't go. She's going to be fouled. So she goes to the line with 2 seconds left. Avery Miller, the foul. Team's third, her first. Student section gets loud. Cherry, 46% at the line last year, makes her first.
Yes, and only a sophomore. She did average 5 points per game and 3.5 rebounds per game, so definitely a great player, and, I mean, with the rebounds, too.
Her second won't go. Emma Roberts slings it down the court. Of course, no time remaining there. Aubrey Gray couldn't haul it in. But the score after one, Arabians 26, Hamilton Heights Lady Huskies 1. Been a dominant first half. We're going to take a quick break. You're listening to 91.7 WEEM.
Raising teens is tough, but one thing that makes it even harder is how popular vaping has become.
When our son started vaping, he thought it was fun, safe, cool.
But vaping began to control his life. It damaged his body, and it made him feel stressed, anxious, and depressed.
The truth is, vaping is addictive. Addiction is a disease, and teens who vape are victims of a multi-billion-dollar industry designed to dupe, designed to sell, designed to addict.
If you know a teen who vapes, there's hope. They can text INDIANA to 873-373 to get helpful resources that will motivate, inspire, and support them in their journey to quit.
As parents, we just want the best for our son and to see him reach his full potential. And now that he's vape-free, he can.
With their whole lives ahead of them, there's never been a better time for the teens in your life to quit vaping.
This message is brought to you in partnership with the Indiana High School Athletic Association and the Indiana Department of Health.
Back to Arabian basketball on the Arabian Sports Network, 91.7 WEEM.
91.7 WEEM. We welcome you back here at the start of the second quarter. Arabians lead 26-1. Casey Warfel will take it in bounds to start.
The Arabians are just looking so electric. I mean, this is probably, you know, the best that they've ever started out, you know, from what I've seen.
Emma Roberts taking it slow on the logo. We'll give it to Casey Warfel. Warfel to Mamie Trout. Trout to Emma Roberts in the corner. We'll give it to Huffer. Three-point range won't go here. It's going to be tipped out by the Huskies. So Arabians will keep it with them.
No, and Huffer, not really, you know, someone that we really see too much from the three-point. Only shot 27% from beyond the arc.
Warfel's three won't go. Rebounded by Katie Brown. Brown takes it right side. Gives it off to Rotten in the corner. Rotten. Rotten to Cherry. Cherry will have it stripped from Olivia Jones. Can't hold on. Katie Brown puts up a good fight. The Arabians will still get the ball. Lots of steals tonight.
Yeah, I mean, I do not remember the last time I've seen, you know, this many steals. You know, you see a lot of it from Casey Warfel. She is definitely, you know, one of the best at stripping the ball away.
Here's Emma Roberts, top of the key, picking up the pace. Gives it to Casey Warfel. Now Mamie Trout on the left side. We'll get, dump it off to Huffer in the paint. Huffer will try to lay it in. Won't go. Olivia Jones gets the rebound. Gives it to Huffer, top of the key. Huffer to Trout. Trout will have it stripped away from her. They're going to call a foul on the Huskies.
Looks like it was Katie Brown with the foul there.
Her first, team's first. Now Huffer gets it in the paint. Pyle drives her way through, trying to put it up there. Won't go. She'll have a foul on her. Scratch that. They'll put the foul on Addison Gilmore, the forward, and Huffer will go to the line. It's a great way to utilize your size. Huffer, 63% from the free throw line last year, misses her first.
You know, and also something about that stat is that she did shoot exactly 100 free throws, so that 63% was a true 63%.
Nails her second. Arabians up 27-1. Gilmore, top of the key, guarded by Olivia Jones. Will have it stripped away from her. Now it's Emma Roberts on the fast break. She puts it up, won't go. Huffer with the rebound, tries to lay it in. Can't make that, but there will be a foul called. This one on Cherry, Presley Cherry of Hamilton Heights. And we'll send Huffer back to the line. She made one last time. That was a fun fact, Lucas. True 63%.
Yeah, and she just now, you know, sank another free throw, so that does put two on the board for her.
28-1 the score. 6.5 minutes remain here. Ada Huffer nails it. 2 for 2 on the free throws right there. 3 for 4 on the day. Now Cherry has it. Top of the logo, guarded by Aubrey Gray, the new Lady Arabian. Will almost strip it away. He's going to dump it off here. Casey Warfel will actually strip it away this time. Yet another fast break. Lays it in, doing just what she does.
That looks like that is her 13th point of the night so far.
Now Cherry has it. Getting clamped up here. Casey Warfel will knock it out of bounds. Presley Cherry looking frustrated. I would be too if I'm playing against Casey Warfel tonight.
Yes, playing very close to, you know, her person. And, I mean, you've seen a lot with the amount of just steals.
Blanton driving as much as she can. It's not going to go far. Huffer in her way. Huffer blocks it. Now Mamie Trout trying to drive in this time. She'll lay it up as best as she can. Multiple Lady Huskies in the paint. Huskies will get the rebound. Down 31-1. Now Cherry here on three-point range will try to put it up. They're going to call a jump ball. Guarded by Casey Warfel, so she'll be in the circle. So now inbounding it. Katie Brown here. Trying to use her fellow Lady Husky screen. There's going to be a foul on Olivia Jones here. Just pushing off, trying to get through that screen.
Yeah, just very, unlucky right there. But, I mean, now they have a chance for, you know, another steal.
Arabian's got one foul left so far. Katie Brown. Brown to Gilmore. Gilmore will have her pass intercepted. Casey Warfel yet again. Two more fast break points for Casey Warfel. Showing no signs of slowing down.
Yeah, and that is 15 points for the night so far, and only in the second quarter.
Katie Brown takes a deep three, trying to get anything she can. It'll be over the board, so Arabians get the ball here, leading 33-1. 5 minutes remain in the second quarter.
Yeah, very deep three right there.
Something to mention for the Arabians. They only got one foul left. That's Arabian basketball. You play physical. Here's Casey Warfel, 3 points. And it will bounce off the rim, go above, hit kind of the crossbar of the basketball goal. So now Huskies ball. Arabians going to take a timeout, talk this one through. We're going to take a quick break, but the Lady Arabians lead 33-1 with 5 minutes remaining. You're listening to the Arabian Sports Network, 91.7 WEEN.
Support for this 91.7 WEEM sports program comes from our donors and underwriters and from Detour Salon and Style. Haircuts for women, men, and children. Located at 1816 East 53rd Street, Anderson. Their phone number is 765-400-5323. Online at DetourSalonAndStyle.com. Detour Salon and Style.
Back to Arabian basketball on the Arabian Sports Network, 91.7 WEEM.
91.7 WEEM. We welcome you back here to Joe Buck Court. The Lady Huskies will take it inbounds now. Presley Cherry. Not moving anywhere, guarded by the senior transfer, Aubrey Gray. Gray in transition, moving well. Cherry will take it around and through. Gives it off to Cameron Rotten, the top of the key. They're going to call a travel on her, clamped up by multiple Arabians. Now Mamie Trout here to inbound it.
You know, I think the Huskies, they really just need to kind of worry about slowing this game down. You know, they're trying to, you know, get off the pass that they see, but, you know, they're just playing a little bit too fast.
Warfel in the corner. Hits Huffer in the paint. Huffer trying to use her size, put it up. Won't go. She's going to be fouled, so goes to the line for two more. Seen four so far. We're going to see six after these two. Three for four on the night.
Once again, before this game, she was a 63% free throw shooter, so, I mean, pretty good.
You know, I think she nails her first one here. I think for Coach Rogers, you know, you're always going to work on improving that 63%. If you have a 63% win percentage, you know, you might, of course, this is high school basketball. You're going to make the playoffs. But if this is professional, you know, you're probably not making the playoffs with that. You just put that number in terms of other things within sports. You want that as high as it can be. You're aiming for 100 10 times out of the week. Now here, Lily Champion gives it to Brown. Brown to Reese Blanton. Blanton will have it poked out. It'll go out of bounds. Huskies ball. Cherry to inbound. Lady Arabians lead 35-1. We'll dish this pass up. Presley Cherry. It's going to have it picked off by Casey Werfel. She gets a hand on it but can't fully haul it in. So it will be out of bounds. Lady Huskies ball. Luckily for them, that's slowing things down. That's what they want here. They're down 34 points. You got to take this as slow as you can. Get as many points. Just chip away off the block. Here's Brown. Brown to Blanton. Blanton using some screens to her advantage. We'll hand it off to Rotten. Rotten, top of the key. We'll have it stripped away. They're going to call a foul, though. Huffer. The foul will be awarded to. Again, like, Arabian's playing very physical.
Yeah, but it looks like that is Ada's first foul of the night.
Katie Brown inbounding the ball. Driving in as fast as she can. She'll give it to Cherry in the corner. Cherry's three is good. First shot of the night for the Lady Huskies. That's not a free throw. That went in, for that matter. Now here's Casey Werfel. Behind the arc. We'll give it to Aubrey Gray. Her first three is an Arabian. Good.
No, one of the things about Aubrey is that she has an amazing shot form. I mean, it is one of the best I've probably seen out of a high school player.
Now here's Cameron Rotten. Trying to move here. They're going to call a travel on her. Arabian's ball. And slow things like that. I mean, you're down 34 points right now in the second quarter. That's a pretty rare sight in its own. But things like that, that's a travel play in transition. You want that back so many times, and that's the morale that you're going to have in this kind of game. Aubrey Werfel now. Cross-court pass to Mamie Trout. Mamie Trout, three-point range. Rattles out. Rebound by Gilmore. Gilmore tries to hand it off. Trout gets the steal, trying to lay it in. She'll be fouled. And it just won't go in. Pretty close there. But now here's Mamie Trout, the junior guard, to the line.
This is definitely something you do, player you do not want at the line. I mean, she is an 86% free throw shooter. And I'm pretty certain that is, you know, the best out of the entire team. Of course, you have a few players here and there that have 100, but, I mean, they've only shot, you know, a hand throw of free throws.
Yeah, we're looking at last season's stats. Of course, you know, we got a whole season to go off of. And usually the players like Aubrey Warfel, who don't get that much time. Of course, she was a freshman last year. She got some nice time for a freshman. You know, they have the higher ones because they've shot less. But Mamie Trout, she's a good medium between that. She shoots, you know, a good medium amount, but she also makes a lot of them. Avery Miller will check in for the game. Arabians will have the ball stripped away from them. Now inbounding is Katie Brown, taking it slow here at half court. Guarding her, Casey Warfel. Played some of the best defense we've seen out of her career all night. Now Rotten has it, tries to dish it away to Cherry. Aubrey Warfel is going to get a hand in there, will push it out of bounds. Now Cherry to inbound. Freshly Cherry, averaging 5.1 points per game. Brown has it, top of the key, driving in, and won't go far. She's going to be fouled. And they'll call the foul on Casey Warfel, of course, the Arabian star there. Kind of trying to limit those. I mean, you're up by a nice 34. Now here's Reese Blanton. Top of the key yet again. They're going to call a travel. She thought she had her pivot foot down and was moving. Ref doesn't think so.
Yeah, but looking back at that foul there, you know, one of the things about the Lady Arabians is that they dealt with a lot of, you know, fouls last season. And, I mean, that's just kind of what hurt them is, you know, to have some players fouled out. But, I mean, looking to definitely improve on that.
Here's Casey Warfel hop-stepping, driving in. Her shot won't fall. Avery Miller gets there last second for the rebound, slings it, was going out of bounds. It'll hit the backboard. So now Lady Husky's ball.
Great hustle by Avery, though. I mean, almost able to get that rebound there, but, of course, hit the back of the backboard, so just unlucky.
38-4, Lady Arabians lead. Cherry will give it to Rotten. Rotten back to Cherry, top of the key. Guarded by Aubrey Warfel. She's seen both of the Warfel sisters tonight. And Warfel will poke it out. Diving to lay on the ball. They'll call a foul. Yeah, they'll call a foul on Aubrey Warfel to say she pushed off. Again, this is just this team. They're very physical. If you want to drive into the paint, you got to get through Warfel, Emma Roberts, and Ada Huffer. The most dominant and oldest people on this team, and you're just not going to get there. They haven't had any layup points this game.
Yeah, I mean, especially a player like Ada Huffer, who is, you know, 6'3". That is definitely, you know, not a height that you see too often.
Cherry has it now. We'll dump it off to Gilmore in the corner. Gilmore likes to lurk in the corner there now. Katie Brown in the opposite corner. We'll have it slapped away. Casey Warfel on the foul, kind of holds her hands to her mouth there. I don't think she meant to do that one. Just a little too aggressive. Got to cool it down. I'm sure Coach Rogers is going to tell them that, you know, in their next break. They got a minute 28 left until halftime. But Arabian moving quickly, I think that's a good thing for them. They're up 38-5.
Yeah, but now Brown just put up her, you know, first points of the night here.
40% free throw from last season. She makes it 2 for 2 today. Now Aubrey Warfel moving quickly. Gives it to Roberts in the corner. Roberts is going to be shoved down. We'll see who they award the foul to. A likely Hamilton Huskies, and it will be Katie Brown. So now Emma Roberts will go to the line. Now, to me, she looked in the three-point range, but she's only shooting two here.
Yes, but she is a 75% free throw shooter.
Her first one, good. Arabians lead 39-6. Going to make some substitutions. Casey Warfel and Ada Huffer comes out. We're going to see Bree Perry come in. I believe the other one, Olivia Jones, coming in. So now here, Presley Cherry. Back to Cameron Rotten, back and forth. Slowing things down, a minute 16 remaining in the half. We'll have it stripped away by the other Warfel sister. Aubrey lays it in, won't go. Emma Roberts playing some good backcourt defense. Now Cameron Rotten slowly driving her way through. They're going to call a foul. This one on Aubrey Wolf will also say she pushed off. Team sixth.
You know, one of the things about these, you know, the Warfel sisters is they look exactly like each other just out on the court. I mean, you just see they play, I mean, pretty much the exact same way. I mean, it's just like a copy and paste.
I think if you have a sister at home that's a Lady Arabian basketball legend, you're going to talk to her and you're going to learn from her, and that's definitely what they're going to do. They play tough, hard-nosed defense, and then they poke a ball free, and they have the speed to get to that, and that's just what happened there.
Yeah, I don't think there's a single Lady Arabian, you know, that's, you could really talk to that. You'd be better.
The Lady Huskies fighting for any chance they can get in the paint here. Looks like Cameron Rotten's shot is going to go nowhere. It looks like it was blocked. Yeah, it'll be blocked, so it'll go out of bounds on the Arabians. Lady Huskies have it now. Here's Gilmore, top of the key. Normally see her in the corner. Stripped away, Olivia Jones. Olivia Jones on the fast break, lays it in for two. More fast break points for the Arabians, leading 42-7. 33 seconds remain. Cherry on the right side of the court, driving in. Has no free space up in front of her. Aubrey Warfel doing whatever she can to keep the ball in bounds. Ravens move it up the court quickly, trying to get it to Emma Roberts. We'll go out of bounds. Roberts now inbounding the ball. Technical timeout, if you would. Someone's tying their shoe.
No, the way that they inbound the ball, it is definitely very weird. They all line up, you know, in a single file line, and then as soon as the whistle's blown, you know, they all kind of spread out into the position that they're supposed to be in.
Looked like a miscommunication there coming inbounds. Arabians lose it instantly, and then it'll be recovered by Presley Cherry. They'll call a double dribble on her, so the Arabians get saved there. Here's Emma Roberts to inbound it on the court now. Emma Roberts, Bree Perry, Avery Miller, Aubrey Warfel, Olivia Jones. Bree Perry has it, dumps it off to Roberts. Contested three, won't go. Rebound, Warfel. Warfel taking her time, going back and forth in three-point range. Dumps it off to Roberts. Roberts skips it to Warfel. Deep three, won't go. Buzzer. And at halftime, your Lady Arabians lead 42-7. A dominant showing for them so far. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, I got the chance to sit down with Ryland Kiesling. Ryland, a senior linebacker for the football team. He's going to tell me about tomorrow's New Pal Championship sectional game. It's going to be exciting, so stay tuned for that. But the score here at halftime, Lady Arabians 42, Lady Huskies 7. You are listening to the Arabian Sports Network, 91.7 WEEM.
Support for this 91.7 WEEM sports program comes from our donors and underwriters and from Cowan Chiropractic, located at One Plaza Drive, Suite 20 in Pendleton. Their phone number is 765-778-7399. Also online at CowanChiropracticCenter.com.
Sometimes it feels like it's next to impossible being a teenager these days.
There's so much uncertainty, pressure, and comparison.
That's why I'm so thankful to be a student athlete. I'm Leah Jones from Plymouth High School.
And I'm Whitman Horton from Crawfordsville High School. High school sports surround student athletes with people who can build us up when we struggle.
Our coaches mentor us in the game and in life.
Our teammates become our best friends as we work together.
We have support from everyone around us. Managers, parents, fans, our entire communities.
It really does take a village because they all contribute. They all make sacrifices. They all want to see us succeed.
Having people who have our back and believe in us lifts us up unlike anything else.
I am IHSAA Commissioner Paul Neidig. Be a champion of high school sports and the encouraging environment it provides by buying a ticket to your school's athletic events. This is supporting student athletes. This is believing in high schools. This is your IHSAA.
You got to pay attention.
But they need to continue that success.
But there's going to be runs by both teams.
Welcome to the Arabian Sports Network Halftime Show on 91.7 WEEM.
91.7 WEEM. We welcome you to this halftime interview on the Arabian Sports Network. I'm Zion Palmieri, and I'm joined here with
Rylan Kiesling.
Now, Rylan, you are a junior football player here at Pendleton Heights. You play starting edge linebacker. How's your season going so far? You got the sectional championship tomorrow. How excited are you?
Yeah, as a team, we're pretty excited. I think we have a chance to go up there, really good chance actually, and go beat them. It's going to be tough, but I think that as a team, we believe in each other.
The last sectional championship title the Arabians have was 2011. Is there any like extra weight on your shoulders by any means at all?
No. Coach has really been iterating. There's no pressure. We're going in there as underdogs.
How would you rate your play this season? Of course, as time goes on, you have a more integrated role on the defense, and now you're a starter, and you know now the I've talked about it as a broadcaster. Like the defensive line has really made steps in the past week, and that comes with it with your edge and linebackers. So how has your play been, especially as we get into the later part of the season?
Yeah, I think that as a defense, we've really grown. Losing that many seniors last year was kind of tough on us at the start. But I think that as a team, we've grown together, and we've all stepped up in big ways.
What has been your favorite moment or favorite game this season?
For me, honestly, last game. I've got, like, after we won, giving just hugs to the guys, that was really big. It was really cool.
What was that locker room afterwards? Because Greenfield Central, you know, has beaten you, I think, six straight times coming into that. They've got the best of the rivalry, and now you beat them in the playoffs.
Yeah, the locker room was really, it was really hype. It was really cool to see. And, like, especially all we've heard from the, even last year's seniors, the doubt, mm-hmm. and now we're going to the sectional championship.
What senior has been your favorite this year and you're going to like, you think the team's going to miss most or you personally, you're going to miss most?
That's tough. I mean, I'm close with a lot of them. Colton, I play baseball with. I've grown closer with Nate and Jacob throughout this year. Nico, miss him at middlebacker. There's like not really one specifically.
You're a multi-sport athlete. You play baseball. What toll does that take on your body? How do you stay, you know, fresh? You play a lot. You play baseball and football. I mean, you got to do a lot to keep, you know, in shape and healthy. What do you do?
I have a little time in between during the winter, which helps a lot. Yeah, I take a little time off after football to get that my body rested up, and then I go to certain spots in the off season, and then we get right into baseball.
When did you start playing football? How long have you played? And what got you started? Why are you still playing it? I mean, you're a junior, of course. Yeah. I can see why you're still playing it, but why?
I started playing when I was in kindergarten, actually. I went through the youth leagues and Richmond. I mean, I think he was a coach when I came. I think he was like one of his first years, but it's just like, I've had friends through football. Mm-hmm. It was just really fun playing with the guys and now competing and growing close with last year's seniors. I was really close with them. And so just the friendships you made is really nice.
What's the hardest part about it? Is there any particular, like, people? People's kind of specific, but is there any particular things that are just, you know, I really suck at this and you just really had to grind at it?
No, I mean, it's more just like the physical toll that takes on your body more than anything.
So you're a junior now. You're going to be a senior next year. How do you have to step up as a leader? Is it any change that you're going to make, or does it just kind of happen and now, you know, you're the role model of the team?
I don't think it's really nothing's going to change very much. I think that our seniors this year and our seniors that we'll have next year are going to be just, we'll fill in right behind and I think we can compete just as good or even better next year just by the confidence that our class has. And we got to step up a little bit, but I don't think we need to change much.
So with that, there's probably not much pressure associated, but do you feel any sort of extra need to have to step up as a defensive leader?
No, not really. I mean, this year, I think I had to step up. Me and Jacob and Garrett were the only really returning starters. But next year, we'll have more experience than we do this year. And we'll still have to grow just like we did this year, but not as much as last year.
Well, that's going to about wrap it up. Firstly, how excited are you for the sectional game? That'll be tomorrow. This will play tonight. It'll be tomorrow. How excited are you? You got to dial in a little bit. What's that like?
I'm really excited. I'm really excited, especially after what happened last game. Getting blown out like that is never fun. So I'm going to go up there and have some fun.
Well, that's going to about wrap it up. One more time, who am I here with?
Ryan Kiesling.
And that will wrap it up. Stay tuned for more. You're listening to the Arabian Sports Network Halftime Show, 91.7 WEEM. Do you love 80s music?
Duh.
Well, you're in luck. Tune in to the 80s at 8 every Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. You don't want to miss these radical hits. 91.7 WEEM.
Mariah Carey, Britney Spears, and the Spice Girls. You can listen to the greatest 90s artists every Friday, Saturday, and Sunday at 9 a.m.
If you put two and two together, you will see.
91.7 WEEM.
Back to the Arabian Sports Network's Halftime Show on 91.7 WEEM.
91.7 WEEM. We welcome you back here to the Arabian Sports Network Halftime Show. 2.5 minutes and counting. Me and Lucas are going to break down what we just saw. Quite the impressive first half from the Lady Arabians, leading 42-7. And I think the big story of the game so far has been defense. They have played some hard-nosed defense. And, you know, when it comes to those previous games of last season, you know, that sectional battle, it all came to defense. You know, if you can convert on offense with such hard defenses, you're going to do that. And good defenses play good against good defenses. You know what I mean? I talked to Coach Richmond last week. He's like, if you run block well, you're going to run the ball well. You know what to see. Same thing goes for basketball. They've played some great defense, got a lot of steals. It has been working perfectly for them tonight.
Yeah, and I mean, the motivation has just been here. I mean, think about the first 15 seconds of the game. You know, we had that three-pointer from, pretty sure, Olivia Jones right there. So, I mean, they've just started off, I mean, incredibly hot. And, I mean, that is just on the offensive side of things. And we just mentioned, you know, all about the defense. I mean, the steals have just been incredible. I mean, there have been so many steals from, you know, specifically I feel like, you know, Casey Warfel. She's definitely, you know, I guess the stealer. That sounds like a...
the stealer. She's a thief. She's stealing the ball.
I was thinking about that, and I was like, how do I put this in a good way than just calling her a stealer?
That's what she does best. We talked about it when Aubrey stole the ball, that, you know, the Warfels steal. They play great defense. We're going to break down the points here. So Casey Warfel leads the Arabians with 15 points per usual. In second, tied is Aubrey Gray, the transfer Texas senior, as well as Olivia Jones. Olivia Jones, the junior forward. After that is Ada Hufford with 5 points. Behind her, Emma Roberts with 4. And then after that, Mamie Trout with 2. So some impressive feats so far from the Arabians. We're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, second half play-by-play action. You're listening to the Arabian Sports Network Halftime Show, 91.7 WEEM.
Do you want to expand your client base? Show your support for 91.7 WEEM by becoming an underwriter. You can also help student broadcasters gain valuable skills of leadership. But we can't do it without your support. For more information, contact Bill Whitehair at 765-778-2161. Extension is 6094. Or at bwhitehair@smcsc.com. 91.7 WEEM.
Thank you for listening to the Arabian Sports Network Halftime Show. Now here's second half action on 91.7 WEEM.
91.7 WEEM. We welcome you back here to Joe Buck Court. I'm Zaya Palmieri, joined here alongside Lucas Williams. As both teams take the court yet again, we're seeing still a lot of Casey Warfel. And, whoa, all my stuff just fell. Casey Warfel and Ada Huffer, you know, typical starters for these Lady Arabians. I mean, they're up big. They're not putting in anyone special. This is the team you're going to get all season, no matter if you're playing New Pal or if you're playing, you know, the worst team in the conference. It doesn't matter.
Yeah, they do have their starters out. And, you know, one of the things is that they did have, you know, some of those seniors that they had to replace. So, I mean, that's why you have, you know, someone like Mamie Trout replacing Skylar Baldwin.
Speaking of which, in the corner, she'll hand it to Huffer in the paint. Huffer. Leg it in, she'll fall down, no fouls on the board. Now, here's Katie Brown on the left side. We'll get off to Cherry, top of the key. Cherry to Gilmore. Gilmore in the corner where she likes to be. will dump it off down to Vivian Rowland. Haven't seen much of her. Huffer will get the rebound. Casey Warfel in transition. Can't hold on to it. Gives it to Huffer. Huffer lays it in for two.
That play right there, you see Olivia Jones, you know, pass to Casey, jumps up in the air, and it does look like she's going to want to take the shot, but no, passes off to Jones.
Katie Brown, deep three here, won't go. Huffer on the rebound, using her size to her advantage. And here's an Olivia Jones bucket in transition. Arabian's very good in transition at picking who's going to shoot it, getting the defender on the wrong person. Now here's Katie Brown, top of the key. Hands it off to Cherry. Cherry on the right side doesn't like what she sees. Give it to Brown. Brown trying to make a move here in the paint. Won't go. Now Casey Warfel in transition. Gives it to Mamie Trout in the corner. Trout slicing and dicing. Doesn't like what she sees. Has the ball stripped away from her. Can't do much there. Katie Brown now. Quick three here from her. Won't go. Off the backboard. Emma Roberts gets the rebound. With some nice dribble moves. They're going to call a foul on her. Excuse me, foul on Katie Brown, who was guarding. Scratch that. Presley Cherry, who was guarding her. But now, Emma Roberts inbounding the ball to Olivia Jones, to Warfel in the corner. Her three, good.
Yeah, and every single point inching towards that, you know, 20-point mark. But, of course, that is not even her average. She did average 25.2 points per game last season.
Slowly getting now. Here's Katie Brown. Top of the key. Gives it to Gilmore. Gilmore likes to stay in the corner. I've said it a few times. We're seeing her start to come out of her little corner now, inch her way over through the paint. This time it'll be tipped away. Arabians recover. So inbounding the ball, Olivia Jones.
Those look like a substitution was made in.
Here's Emma Roberts. Gives it to Warfel. Wolfer driving in. Has an open lane. Swings it out to Huffer. Huffer puts it down for two. This is good, smart basketball from the Arabians.
Yeah, the passing has been absolutely excellent. I mean, the vision from these, you know, Lady Arabians has just been perfect.
I think there'll be a miscommunication here. Looks like, scratch that, it was poked out by an Arabian. That looks like Casey Warfel. So now inbounding the ball is Presley Cherry. The ball way over her head, had to track that one down. Casey Warfel guarding her at half court, putting the pressure on tonight. Emma Roberts trying to intercept the pass. She'll poke it out this time. More physical, more, you know, blocks, more pushing people out of bounds. Lady Huskies are going to take a timeout. The score 51-7. We're going to take a quick break. You're listening to the Arabian Sports Network, 91.7 WEEM.
Support for this 91.7 WEEM sports program comes from our donors and underwriters and from Dr. Dana Wright's Dental Studios. Dental care for children and adults in Pendleton at 113 South Heritage Way. Phone 765-221-5900. Online at drdanawright.com.
Back to Arabian basketball on the Arabian Sports Network, 91.7 WEEM.
91.7 WEEM. We welcome you back here. Presley Cherry inbounding the ball after the timeout from the Lady Huskies. Here's Katie Brown slowing things down. She gives it to Cherry, right side. Cherry back to Brown. In the corner, being shoved out by Olivia Jones. Now trying to drive her way. We'll have the ball stripped from her, picked up by Vivian Rowland. We'll kind of hook it in for two here. So now 51-9 after the basket from the Lady Huskies. Here's Casey Warfel, top of the key. Gives it to Olivia Jones. Drones, cross-court pass. Now to Roberts. Roberts to Ada Huffer. Backstep jumper. Good for two, Ada Huffer.
That puts her at double digits right now with 11 points.
Averaging 10 on the season last year. 11 rebounds with that. That's a double-double a game. Now here's Katie Brown. Brown to Rotten. Intercepted by Casey Warfel. Down in transition. That's two more on Casey Warfel.
And that is the 20-point mark right there. And, you know, one of the things is you say, oh, you know, you had 20 points. That is a great game. That is below average for Casey Warfel. I mean, as it once said, she did average 25 points per game last season.
And that's just typical Casey Warfel here. They're going to call jump ball. And downing the ball is Presley Cherry for the Lady Huskies. And coming in for the Arabians is Aubrey Gray, senior, the new transfer. Having a great start to her season so far. 7 points for her coming in and out. And here's the bucket from Cameron Rotten. Three-point range won't go. Quick rebound by Huffer, moving fast. Handing off to Mamie Trout in the corner. Doesn't like what she sees. Drives in. Getting real physical. She's going to get slapped there. We'll go to the line for two.
No, it is hard to drive in. You know, they do have some pretty tall players. But, I mean, just not really the right move, I guess, right there. You know, you were kind of a little bit open on the outside wing. I think it would have been, you know, a better opportunity to just take that shot right there.
Mamie Trout, her first one good, 86% on the year last year. We talked about her. We've seen her at the line before today, and she's pretty accurate. Her next one good. Now here's Katie Brown, hopefully trying to get something going here for the Lady Huskies. Down 57-9 with 2 minutes remaining here in the third. Top of the key, trying to command this offense. Gives it to Cherry. Cherry to Rotten. Rotten dumps it off top of the key, hands it to another Husky who will get the ball stripped in transition. Doesn't like it there. And here Aubrey Gray lobs it up for Olivia Jones. Olivia Jones, she was a little bit taller, she could have slammed it down. Tips it to Casey Warfel, who puts it in for two. And that's great chemistry here. Katie Brown gives it to Rotten. Warfel, right place, right time. Uses her speed ahead of everybody. Lays it in. Can't go. Huffer on the rebound. Trying to step back. Puts it in for two. You see Ada Huffer, the big high five there with her teammates. That was a smart play from her.
I do have to say, that was probably one of the worst shots I've probably ever seen. That was a very, it was even, you know, not like that, but it was just a very weird shot form. But I mean, it was perfect for, you know, getting in there.
She made it work. She made it happen. We're going to take a quick break. The score 61-9 here in the third quarter. You're listening to the Arabian Sports Network, 91.7 WEEM.
Support for this 91.7 WEEM sports program comes from our donors and underwriters and from community sports and wellness, fitness, tennis, pickleball, and athletics, located at 395 South Heritage Way in Pendleton. Phone 765-744-1606. Online at communitysw.com.
Back to Arabian basketball on the Arabian Sports Network, 91.7 WEEM.
Out the entire football season, and I mean, those games are definitely a lot longer than basketball.
You're saying I'm just too used to football?
Yeah, probably. I mean, I am too.
Here's Cherry now. Throws it in the paint. Therese Blanton, her shot won't go. Now Casey Warfel, another transition. Gets it for two more. Putting up a commanding amount of points today. Now here's Blanton yet again. Using her pivot foot, getting any space she can. She'll dump it off. Here's Cherry, top of the key, guarded by Warfel. Cherry to Blanton yet again. There's going to be a foul. This one on Aubrey Gray, the senior. Looks like a blocking. Scratch that. Just a little too physical, that looks like that. Aubrey Warfel coming in the game now.
Yeah, we've seen the physicality from the Lady Arabians, and, you know, they do, you know, they're on a very thin line of, you know, it being a foul and a clean play.
Here's Blinn driving in, has her shot blocked by Gray. Referee says she's going to the line for two. Aubrey Gray of... They're going to put the foul on Aubrey Warfel. I think there was a couple hands up there ready to block that shot. And I think a few too many where they just hit her hand and her wrist. But now here, Vivian Lynch. Scratched it. No, it was Reese Blanton, the sophomore guard. 66% free throw on the year. Misses her first. 6 seconds remain here in the third quarter. Nails her second. So now 63-10. Huffer moving quickly. Huffer to Warfel. Warfel probably just going to chuck one up here. Gives it to the other Warfel sister. Buzzer beater won't go. The score here at the end of the third quarter, 63-10. Your Lady Arabians have a big lead. We're going to take a quick break. You're listening to the Arabian Sports Network, 91.7 WEEM.
In high school sports, it's fun making big plays, facing off against your school's rival, and winning games.
But behind those exciting moments is a lot of hard work, perseverance, and mental toughness. I'm Kay Garn from Wallasey High School.
And I'm Claire Hack from Jennings County High School. High school sports help student athletes develop the mindset we need to face life's challenges, be resilient, and embrace the uncomfortable.
We learn that overcoming adversity is how we grow. And by leaning into challenges, we develop courage and integrity.
We discover there are no shortcuts to success and that it only comes when preparation meets opportunity.
Behind all the fun and excitement of playing, we are growing as people and learning powerful life lessons through high school sports.
I am IHSAA Commissioner Paul Neidig. Support the second classroom by buying a ticket to your school's athletic events. Thank you for being a champion of high school sports. This is developing resilience. This is conquering challenges. This is your IHSAA.
Back to Arabian basketball on the Arabian Sports Network, 91.7 WEEM.
91.7 WEEM. We welcome you back here. Start of the fourth quarter. Arabians lead by 53 points, officially 63-10. Here's Aubrey Gray taking it up to start, making her debut as an Arabian. We'll get off to Aubrey Warfel. Aubrey to Roberts. Roberts back to Aubrey Warfel. Aubrey Warfel, the sophomore guard, sister of Casey. As I'm sure you've heard many times now. We'll give it to Aubrey Gray in the corner. Now Mamie Trout, three-point range. Won't go, just rattles out like her last one. A miscommunication, I think Aubrey Warfel thought Huffer was open. Huffer couldn't hold on. Saw a lot of quick passes there from the Arabians.
Yeah, I mean, this chemistry of this team is, I mean, pretty unmatched. I mean, with, of course, Casey Warfel, she is not in the game right now, but, I mean, we've just seen multiple players just able to, you know, use their selflessness and, you know, pass the ball to another player.
Here's Katie Brown. Brown guarded heavily by Warfel. Brown dumps it off to Cherry. Guarded by Roberts. Switches off. There's an open. Gilmore freed up. Mamie Trout got screened there. Gilmore puts it up for two. Here's Mamie Trout. Three-point range. We'll give it to Gray. Gray to Roberts. Roberts three. Close, won't go. Rebound Brown. Brown takes her time. Hands it off top of the key. Brown to Cherry. Cherry takes it up. Won't go. Fouled on the play. Looks like Aubrey Warfel. Scratch that. Emma Roberts. Seeing a lot of fouls from the Arabians, but you know, I think that's the thing they're going to work on as the season progresses. They saw that last year, and that was definitely a key to improve.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure, you know, in the last game of the season, I think Casey Warfel did end up fouling out. or it was someone, I think it was Casey Warfel or Ada Hubford. So, I mean, just those fouls are really, you know, they've damaged the Lady Arabians. But, I mean, they're, as I once said, they're playing on a thin line between, you know, being too aggressive and, you know, not being aggressive enough.
Presley Cherry at the line for the Lady Huskies just went 2-for-2. Now here's Emma Roberts, dishes it out. Very quick pass, top of the key to Gray. Gray nails her three-pointer.
And that is 10 points for the night for Aubrey Gray.
Now here's Brown on the logo. Gets her pass intercepted. Aubrey Gray yet again. Aubrey Gray moving back and forth, trying to facilitate any offense she can. She's really making a statement tonight for herself. Gives it out to Roberts in the corner. Roberts three. No good. Recovered by Avery Miller. Who gets hit there. There'll be a foul. She'll go to the line for two here.
It was like a foul on Gilmore there.
Addison Gilmore. I think related to Artemis Gilmore. Similar. They're both centers. They look like it. You didn't find that funny? All right.
I actually don't know who that player is.
He played for the Vols when they won all their rings. Avery Miller here. 2-for-2 on the free throws. Arabians lead 68-14. You don't know who Art? That's crazy, man. All right. Here's Katie Brown driving in. Doesn't like what she sees. Hands it off to Cherry. Cherry, kind of miscommunication. Didn't see it there. Fumbles for it. Has it herself. Looks for an open target in the paint. Intercepted by Miller. Miller to Gray. Gray slowing things down. Backtracking here. Drives in. Lays in what she gets. She makes her shot. There is a foul on the floor way before she shot it.
I mean, great job by Aubrey Gray. Able to, you know, get through, you know, multiple Husky defenders. I mean, she is just able to move, you know, very well with the ball.
Here's Aubrey Warfel. Her three. Boom. Nails it there. The quick inbound there, but now here's Katie Brown going the other way for the Arabians. We'll give it to Cherry. Cherry to Blanton. Blanton from mid-range. Won't go. Rebound, Aubrey Warfel. Gets shoved down. Can't hold on to it. They'll call a foul. That one on Katie Brown. I think wrong place, wrong time. Again, just getting real physical. 70-14, Arabians lead. Brown slowing things, excuse me, Aubrey Gray slowing things down. Gives it to Roberts. Roberts, Miller, top of the key. Miller to Bree Perry. Bree moving around. Doesn't like what she sees. Dumps it off now to Gray. Gray under heavy pressure to Roberts. Back to Perry in the corner. Back and forth. Back again to Bray. Excuse me, Gray. Now Warfel, top of the key. Three. No good. Rebound, Roberts. Roberts hop-stepping in, putting it up. 4-2, won't go. Rebound, Lady Huskies. Here's Katie Brown. Gives it to Gilmore. Gilmore's three. No good. Just barely a little too low. Arabians will inbound the ball. 3.5 minutes remain here. There's going to be a timeout on the Arabians, looking to slow things down, trying to probably eat away some more at this clock here. The score 70-14. We're going to take a quick break. You're listening to the Arabian Sports Network, 91.7 WEEM.
This 91.7 WEEM sports program is sponsored by RE/MAX Legacy, Nick and Leanne Rogers, located at 6692 South State Road 67 in Pendleton. Their phone number is 765-617-9420.
Broadcasting from the WEEM studios, underwritten by Community Hospital Anderson, this is the Arabian Sports Network, 91.7 WEEM Pendleton.
Back to Arabian basketball on the Arabian Sports Network, 91.7 WEEM.
91.7 WEEM, we welcome you back here. The score, 70-14. Lady Arabians lead here big. Coach Rock called a timeout, talking things over. See some younger players getting in the mix here. Now sophomore Jada McGraw hasn't touched the floor As a varsity, Lady Arabian, she comes in now. As well as Claire Sorrells, the sophomore forward, just young players in a big time here. Getting any varsity reps they can is going to help them in their career. Now here's Avery Miller, another young player. She is a junior, but she doesn't see too much varsity time, occasionally coming in a lot today. We'll hand it off to McGraw in the paint. McGraw steps out of bounds. McGraw's got the height.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, but we've already seen, we have a lot of height for the Lady Arabians, specifically Ada Huffer. You know, of course, 6'3 forward. And Casey Warfel herself, I'm pretty sure she is 5'10. So, I mean, pretty tall squad.
Now the Lady Huskies behind the arc, driving in. Won't go. They look to hand it off to Vivian Rowland. I think she's just going to miscommunication there. Hands out, didn't catch it. It'll roll out of bounds. Arabians take over now. Here's Avery Miller. Top of the key. Slowing things down. We'll hand it off to Aubrey Warfel, sophomore. Having a nice game for herself. Avery Miller, corner. Her shot won't go. And it looks like Brown on the fast break. Gets the rebound in a nice spot. Won't go. Nice defense there from Aubrey Warfel. Now here's Sorrells in an open fast break. Has a lane. Won't go. Her shot. And Lady Hussey's trying to recover the rebound. Nothing working there. I think both teams moving a little too quickly. Can't land the quick shots.
Yeah, I mean, both of these teams, as you said, they're playing pretty fast. I mean, I'm kind of surprised by that, you know. Well, kind of surprised for the Lady Arabians, at least. You know, of course, Huskies, they want to score as fast as possible.
Avery Miller, 3-point. No good. And Vivian Rowland is going to grab this and instantly fall over the ground. So the possession will go to the Huskies. A minute 46 remaining. Arabians lead 70-14. Haven't had a nice dominant win like this in a while. Last time their opening season opener was against Marion, and it didn't have this big of a score difference. It was a big one, not quite this big. Here's Cherry getting the ball stripped from her in the paint. Now, here's Avery Miller on the fast break. Here's Katie Brown. Hands it off here to Reese Blanton for three. That one had some nice arc to it. That'll go through. 70-17. Lady Arabians still lead. Here's Avery Miller. Top of the key. We'll give it to Perry. Perry, smart with her shot, doesn't take it. Gives it to Warfel. Corner. No good. Just rattles out here. Now here's Reese Blanton on the rebound, driving in. Gets the ball stripped from her. Aubrey Warfel, like a linebacker, just punching it out.
Yeah, I mean, the aggression, it is still here. You know, late into this, you know, fourth quarter, they're still playing very aggressive.
I mean, 40 seconds and the clock's still ticking. They're acting like this is, you know, they're down three. You know, they're showing no signs of slowing down and no signs of stepping off the gas pedal. Here's Aubrey Warfel. Gets the ball tipped out from her. Clock still winding, just being smart here. Taking her time to inbound it. 15 seconds. They'll hand it off to Avery Miller. Now Lady Huskies looking to foul here. Oh, that one won't go. Here's McGraw in the paint. Gets the ball stripped from her. Vivian Lynch will put it up. Looks like she might have got the and one. Clock rings out beforehand. Final score here from Joe Buck Court. Lady Arabian 70. Lady Huskies 19. What a season opener. What a big win for the Arabians. They played a team that went 24-3 last year. And, they're 0-2 to start the season. They're having a different year, but the Arabians, they're having their own year.
Yeah, I mean, the defense has just been looking absolutely electric out here. But, I mean, the offense has just been looking, you know, just as good.
Yeah, it's a special thing that these teams, you know, you can see the chemistry this game from the Arabians. Just back and forth. Of course, Casey Warfel, the facilitator, some great things. We're going to take a quick break when we come back. We're going to recap this game and, you know, talk things over. But you're listening to the Arabian Sports Network, 91.7 WEEM.
In sports, only one team walks away with the W.
Only one team gets the trophy.
And only one player is named MVP.
but that doesn't mean everyone else who competed leaves empty-handed. I'm Allie Ward from Boonville High School.
And I'm Caleb Ferguson from Columbus North High School. In education-based athletics, no matter who comes out on top, every student-athlete walks away having grown as a person.
Every team walks away learning invaluable life lessons.
From responsibility to collaboration to integrity.
We're thankful to have coaches and mentors who always prioritize learning and growing over winning at all costs.
They're helping us build a mentality of development that will benefit us for the rest of our lives.
I'm IHSAA Commissioner Paul Nidek. Be a champion of high school sports and the growth mindset they develop by buying a ticket to your high school's athletic events. This is keeping education in front of athletics. This is the second classroom. This is your IHSAA.
That's kind of going to be the plan, and we just got to make sure that we execute on the offensive end.
You know, it should be a good game. I think they can come away with a win.
Welcome to the Arabian Sports Network postgame show on 91.7 WEEM.
91.7 WEEM. We welcome you back here. Final score, Arabians 70, Lady Huskies 19. I'm here with head coach of the Lady Arabian basketball team, Coach Rogers. Great game, season opener. You played some great defense. Where did that come from? It was so physical.
Yeah, that, you know, we talked about that pregame. Second and third, well, really the second quarter, you know, it's hard playing in a game like that, but we started, you know, kind of hand checking and starting reaching on everything. But the biggest thing that we're looking at is the extra effort on closeouts, you know, to those, you know, hockey assist threes in the corner. And I thought we did a really good job with that. So that is probably one of the most effort-given games on the defensive end, so we have to have more of that.
The ball was spread around pretty well tonight. Aubrey Gray, the new senior, she had 10 points. Olivia Jones, she had 9 points. Was that, you know, in the option? Of course, you don't want to make Casey Warfel do all the work, but she had 24. Were you expecting that out of Aubrey Gray?
Yeah, I mean, you know, I told you, you know, at our scrimmage, she I think was our third leading scorer. So, you know, she's played high level basketball. She's ready for the assignment, and you know, I'm glad. It's fun to watch when people are sharing the ball and giving it up. So, lots of assists. So, I like to see that.
Do the fouls worry you at all tonight? Of course, you mentioned firstly, you know, it got pretty physical and There was some hand slaps. Does that worry you? I mean, it's the opener.
No, I mean, I think a lot of that is dictated by the game. You know, that was something we talked about at halftime, and I thought the second half it was much better. But, you know, it's tough playing in those. You know, you're excited. They're kids. They want to get out and transition and make steals and make plays, so I get it. But it's definitely something to for us to stay focused on and keep working towards being better.
How do you keep your offense? Of course, they benefited a lot tonight off of big steals and fast breaks, mainly the Warfel sisters. How do you repeat that in future games? Is that just who they are?
Yeah, I mean, we have to continue. That's, you know, we are an athletic team. And, you know, when we can get to help side and we can make people pick it up, you know, and get out in passing lanes, that's how we want to play. I mean, you even saw Ada Hupfer leading the break a couple times in transition. So we want to get it and go. And, you know, we're going to look to do that, but we also have to be able to pull it back and kind of play at a little bit slower pace as well. So you got to be multifunctional.
Well, that's going to wrap it up for my interview with you. We'll see you Saturday at Westfield, but thanks for joining me. Congrats on the win.
Thank you.
We're going to take a quick break. When I come back, me and Lucas, we're going to continue breaking down this game. But stay tuned. You're listening to 91.7 WEEM.
Find out about the latest around the campus and community with WEEM Weekly, a bi-weekly podcast hosted by our podcast staff here at 91.7 WEEM. You can find WEEM Weekly wherever podcasts can be found or on YouTube as 91.7 WEEM-WEEM Media.
91.7 WEEM.
Back to the Arabian Sports Network's postgame show on 91.7 WEEM.
91.7 WEEM. We welcome you back here to the Arabian Sports Network postgame show. I'm Zion Palmieri, sitting here alongside Lucas Williams. Now, what a game we just saw. Final score for the Lady Arabians, 72-19. A really great one for them. Story of the game, lockdown defense. We saw some absolutely hard-nosed defense from the Warfel sisters. Olivia Jones got a lot of play time tonight. Exciting things from all sides of the ball.
Yeah, I mean, just seeing some of these, you know, sophomores and juniors come out and, you know, fill some of these roles that, you know, these seniors have left behind. I mean, it's a great thing.
Yeah, the chemistry on this team is really unbeaten. You could hear Coach Rogers talking about Ada Huffer on the fast break points. You know, that's a player you're not normally going to see on the fast break. She's 6'3". She's got some size to her compared to the rest of the Arabians, and you're seeing her on fast break. You're seeing, you know, Olivia Jones, Casey Orville. There was one play where I believe Emma Roberts had it. She dishes it under to Olivia Jones, and then Olivia Jones taps it, you know, just on off of her fingertips to Casey Warfel, who puts it in. You don't know where this ball is going. It can go to any of these people, and Casey Warfel's just the traffic conductor facilitating it.
Yeah, I mean, probably one of my favorite plays that I saw, you know, from the night is you see fast break kind of from Olivia Jones, but, you know, then she passes it out to, you know, Casey Warfel, and, you know, although it looks like she's going to take the shot, no. She wants to pass that right back to Olivia Jones. She knows that she has a defender coming out against her, and she knows, you know, exactly who to pass it to.
We're going to take a quick break. Again, final score 70-19. When we come back, we're going to tell you the leading scores for the Arabians, and we're going to preview the next one. You're listening to the Arabian Sports Network postgame show, 91.7 WEEM.
Dive into the world of sports with our podcast, Inside the Playbook, a bi-weekly podcast hosted by your WEEM sports staff.
We welcome you here to this episode of ASN Inside the Playbook.
If you are all about sports, then this is the podcast for you. You can find Inside the Playbook anywhere podcasts can be found or on YouTube as 91.7 WEEM-WEEM Media. All the latest sports news right here on 91.7 WEEM.
Back to the Arabian Sports Network's post-game show on 91.7 WEEM.
91.7 WEEM. We welcome you back here to the Arabian Sports Network post-game show. I'm Zion Palmieri, sitting here alongside Lucas Williams. And what a game we just saw. I keep saying that. It was a great showing by the Arabians. They haven't started that hot in a long time. 70-19, the final score against the Lady Huskies. Lucas, can you break down the leading scores for the Lady Arabians?
Yes, so the leading score was, of course, Casey Warfel, who racked up 24 points for the night. And, of course, second, you do have Ada Huffer, who did have 13 points. Then you have Aubrey Gray, the starting senior who just transferred from Texas. She had 10. Looking, and then Olivia Jones with 9. And then you have Mamie Trout, Emma Roberts, and Aubrey Warfel all with 4.
We talked about it last time. The Arabians do great at facilitating, okay? Casey Warfel, she's at the center of that. She's going to help lead this team. But, you know, they have a lot more players that are well-rounded and can get it done offensively, defensively. I mean, defensively was great. Offensively, that's the style where I saw, okay, that's going to need more work. But they still put up 70 points. That's great.
Yeah, I mean, of course, there are a few things to work on in the offensive side of things. But, I mean, it is the first game of the season. And, I mean, just seeing them, you know, start off with such a dominant win against a team that went 24-3 last season, I mean, there's some very promising things.
There's bright lights in Lady Arabian basketball. But Saturday, they're going to travel to Westfield, and that one, we will be live broadcasting that one. Tip-off will be at 1:30. We're going to do our pregame show 1:15, so stay tuned for that. And also, me and Lucas tomorrow, we're going to be heading to New Pal. Of course, the Arabian football team is in the sectional championship, so stay tuned for that one. That one, kickoff at 7. We're going to do our pregame show 6:45. Of course, if you can, go out and support your Arabians. If you can't, we're going to be live broadcasting right here on our station. But quickly before I sign off, Lucas, who is our player of the game?
I mean, I think it has to be hands down Casey Warfel, of course. You know, she did, of course, as I said, 24 points in this game, and I don't exactly know how many steals that she has, but it feels like about a gajillion.
Yeah, I mean, from both of the Warfel sisters, it was steals everywhere, fast break points. It was a great night. But on that note, we have reached the end of this evening's broadcast. Thanks for tuning in. Whether you listen for the whole game or just a little, your support means the world, and we hope you'll be back for the next one. To Luke the Board Out back in the studio, thanks for helping this broadcast run smoothly, if you would. Sorry. And lastly but not least, thanks to all our sponsors and contributors. We couldn't do any of this without you. For Lucas Williams, and I'm Zion Palmieri. Final score from Joe Buck Court, Lady Arabian 70, Lady Huskies 19. You're listening to the Arabian Sports Network, 91.7 WEEM.